I'm John Osier with a Running on Fumes on the Other Side of the Pond edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Greg from Jacksonville writes Ozone. This is London week, right? Details, please. When are the Jaguars leaving, and how will this trip affect things on Sunday? Well, the Jaguars have arrived in London, arriving on Tuesday morning and scheduled to start practicing on Wednesday afternoon London time. It will be different, a week spent in the UK preparing for the 49ers. The idea of being here all week is to keep preparation as normal as possible. Normal is not really possible this week. So focus, and keeping close to a regular routine, it's critical. Now RJ from Jacksonville writes, what's the deal at quarterback? Why can't Gus just go with Henny? Well, Bradley hasn't committed to either quarterback because neither quarterback has done enough yet to be the long-term permanent starter this season. That could change, but it hasn't happened yet. Now Chelsea from Jacksonville writes Ozone. Rumor has it JP, you can call me JP Shadrick, is in London with the rest of the gang. He's got to be happy about that, no? Are you thrilled, Ozone? Well, I'm not thrilled, and frankly, a lot of people around the Jaguars aren't either. But is JP thrilled? Well, no doubt. No more lonely nights, never be another. No more lonely nights. Now, Gil from Los Angeles, California writes, that was awful Sunday. How did the Jaguars bounce back from something like that? Well, Sunday was bad. All teams in the NFL have ups and downs, and even within the context of a very difficult season, that was a down. Gus Bradley was very upset with what he said was a lack of effort at times. That meant the Jaguars didn't get better, which also bothered Bradley. That was upsetting the fans, too. The teams don't always give the same effort week to week. Last week was a bad one. The idea is to minimize those. Now, Tammy from Fernandina Beach, Florida writes, Ozone. The Jaguars moved the entire team overseas for a week. That's got to be a huge undertaking. They were probably glad to have you on board for this, no? Well, Project Pondcross was indeed logistically challenging. Mucho work, so mucho teamwork necessary. Perfect for Ozone, who is all in and standing united to help get Team Jaguar to London safe and sound. The Jaguars played San Diego Sunday at the bank, and immediately thereafter, Ozone was there for trip prep. Now, benefits of an Ozone pitch-in aren't limited to physical strength. He brings, too, a toxic mix of enthusiasm, work ethic, and supervisory prowess, the latter of which is whispered about in the bank's hallways with awe, envy, and disdain. Team building, leadership, a marked effect on morale. All are part of what is known around the bank as the O effect. Now once packed, it was on to Air Jaguar and the 8-hour flight to London. More O effect, it being critical on long flights and cramped quarters to remain calm at all times, to respect fellow passengers and to react with reason in the face of adversity, which hit hard early with Ozone mistakenly overlooked for first-class seating. A few minutes in a happy place for a change in perspective, and I can report that Project Pondcross's final leg passed calmly. I dreamed London dreams. And my traveling companions dreamed happy dreams, too. And soon enough, the pond had done been crossed. And while no one exactly went out of their way to thank me, the consensus on Air Jaguar was everyone was pretty glad I was around. Because without the O effect, well, let's just say Project Pondcross just wouldn't have been the same. So aloha, Ozonians, and au revoir.